Whispers from the brine, unveiling hidden oases beneath the Great Salt Lake. For centuries, the Great Salt Lake has been a stark, shimmering spectacle, a vast expanse of hypersaline water in the heart of Utah, seemingly inhospitable to life. Its very name conjures images of desolation, a place where only the hardiest extremophiles can survive. Yet, beneath its iconic, shimmering surface, a geological revelation has begun to unfold, one that speaks of hidden life and ancient secrets, challenging our very perception of this iconic landscape. Imagine standing on the shores of the Great Salt Lake, the air thick with the scent of salt and minerals, the sun glinting off the water's surface. It's a scene that evokes a certain grandeur, but also a profound sense of emptiness. This ancient lake, a remnant of the much larger Pleistocene Lake Bonneville, has always been characterized by its extreme salinity. Its waters are so concentrated with salts and minerals that they can support only a limited number of highly specialized organisms, such as brine shrimp and brine flies, which themselves form a crucial part of the local ecosystem and a vital food source for migratory birds. The year is 2025. A team of geologists, armed with advanced sonar technology and deep core drilling equipment, embarked on an ambitious project to understand the lake bed's complex geology. Their mission was to map the underlying sediment layers and to investigate potential mineral resources. However, as their instruments probed deeper, they began to detect anomalies, unexpected pockets of freshwater, and even areas with significantly lower salinity. These weren't just random occurrences, they formed distinct, interconnected reservoirs. The initial findings were met with a mixture of excitement and skepticism. Freshwater beneath a hypersaline lake seemed counterintuitive. How could such pockets persist, shielded from the salty embrace of the Great Salt Lake above? The prevailing theory began to form around ancient, porous rock formations that acted as natural reservoirs, trapping freshwater from millennia past, perhaps from snowmelt and rainfall when the region's climate was more humid. These formations, sealed by impermeable clay layers, had effectively created isolated, subterranean oases. Dr. Evelyn Reed, a lead geochemist on the project, described the moment of confirmation. It was like discovering a secret underground river system. The data showed clear, distinct boundaries around these freshwater zones, with chemical signatures unlike anything we'd expect in the lake's brine. It's a testament to the incredible resilience and hidden complexity of geological systems. The implications of this discovery are profound. These hidden freshwater reservoirs offer a tantalizing glimpse into the lake's past and present. They could potentially harbor unique microbial life, adapted to these isolated conditions, offering new avenues for scientific research into extremophiles and the origins of life. Furthermore, the discovery raises questions about the Great Salt Lake's own precarious future. As the lake faces unprecedented shrinking due to drought and water diversion, understanding these subterranean water sources could be critical. Could they offer a new perspective on water management and conservation in the arid West? Are these oases a sustainable resource, or are they finite relics of a bygone era? The scientific community is now buzzing with plans for further exploration. The focus is on carefully extracting samples from these oases to analyze their water chemistry, age, and any potential biological inhabitants. Understanding the geological mechanisms that formed and maintained these freshwater pockets will be key to interpreting their significance. This geological revelation beneath the Great Salt Lake serves as a powerful reminder that even in the most seemingly desolate landscapes, life and hidden wonders can persist. It's a story etched not in written records, but in the very fabric of the earth, waiting for us to listen to its whispers from the brine.